Well, earlier today, Jeff Owens had, I think, a spirit-inspired idea that someone should share a message, just a brief teaching with the kids, something specifically for the kids. And so Chad asked me to do it, so I'm going to share a short message with the kids. So kids, perk up your ears. This one is specifically for you, even though the adults can listen too. And so I was thinking this, you know, this week we were reading John chapter 6 and Jesus talking about bread and talking about eating. And so I've been thinking about hunger and I've been thinking about eating a lot. And because I work from home now, I often feel like I'm more hungry than I usually was before when I was at work, because now I can just go downstairs into the kitchen and get something whenever I want to, which is probably not real hunger, but it's something that I always think I need to have. So I've been thinking about hunger a lot. And I want you kids to think about what you're like when you're hungry. Okay, when it's still a little ways from dinner time and you're really hungry, what are you like? Are you crabby? Are you consumed with thinking about food? Like, I can't wait to eat, and it's all you can think about. Because that's usually how I am when I'm hungry. That's how a lot of us are when we're hungry. And sometimes we can be irritable. Now think about what it's like after you've eaten and the hunger has gone away. How good it feels. And also, you don't remember what it was like to be hungry. The feeling of hunger is gone, and kind of the emotions that go with being hungry are also gone. Okay? And this happens every day. This happens a couple of times every day. We're hungry, we eat, and we're filled. We're hungry, we eat, and we're filled. And sometimes I wonder, why did God make us this way? Because, you know, he really didn't have to make us this way. God could have made it so that our bodies are always full. Our bodies are always full and we don't experience hunger at all. And so sometimes I wonder, why did God make us that way? If you think about breathing, we don't think about breathing most of the time. We breathe in, we breathe out, we breathe in, we breathe out, and we don't really think about it. And we don't every 4 hours have to go somewhere and get oxygen so that we can breathe. And then another 4 hours goes by and we have to get more oxygen. We just do it. And God could have made our physical bodies that way as far as hunger. So I think the fact that we get hungry and then we eat and we're filled points us to a higher level and points us to how God has made things. Because physical hunger is not the only kind of hunger that we have. We also have spiritual hunger. And you can think of spiritual hunger as when you're lonely. Maybe some of you have been lonely during the time when we have been home a lot more and you haven't gotten to see your friends. Maybe you've had times of loneliness. Maybe you've had times of boredom, times when you've done the same things over and over and you would just like to do something else. Maybe you've had times where you've worried about things. And that worry has kind of weighed on you. Or sometimes you might feel like things aren't fair. So those are examples of spiritual hunger. It's a hunger in our souls. And we cry out for what's missing. And so think about if eating physical food fills us, fills our physical bodies, then the fact that we get spiritually hungry shows that there must also be a way for us to be spiritually filled. Okay, so if there's spiritual hunger, we must be able to be spiritually filled in some way. And that's what Jesus says in John 6:35. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst. So Jesus promises that he can fill our spiritual hunger when we're lonely, when we're bored, when we're sad, when we're worried. He can fill our spiritual hunger in a way that nothing else can at all. And so I want you to do two things. The next time that you're physically hungry, the next time your belly is growling and you're physically hungry, I want you to think about how God satisfies our spiritual hunger. I want that physical hunger to point you to the reality that God satisfies our spiritual hunger, and give him thanks for that. And then the next time that you're sad or you're worried or you're lonely or you're upset, I want you to pray to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm sad and I'm asking that you come to me and that you would fill me with your love and presence in my sadness. I believe that you can fill me in a way that nothing else can, and so I ask you to do that. So do those two things. All right. Thanks. I'm going to turn it over to Chad now for his sermon.